Well, hey, everyone. We are finishing out the show with our inbox, as we always do. And this time, I'm very excited to be able to introduce or reintroduce for many of you, Joshua Rogers. He is a contributor to Boundless.org. He also blogs at his own site, joshuarogers.com. Hey, Joshua.
Hey, how's it going?
It's going well. Thanks for being here to answer this question.
Oh, I'm so pumped about it. I'm particularly pumped about this one.
Yeah, well, it's about being on the prowl, so this. Sorry that it had to be attributed to you, but you're the one that came to mind when I read it. So,
I don't know whether to take that as a compliment.
I know, maybe not, but here we go. This guy says, I'm a 23-year-old single. I work full-time and am the head of greeters at my church. Over the past couple of years, I've been interested in three or so women at my church, but was always shot down. Recently, a brother in my church pulled me aside and told me that I have a reputation for being on the prowl. He said it shows I'm not focused on the Lord, and I really don't know how I got this reputation. It's frustrating to see how the good things I've done don't matter in comparison to my mistakes. I don't want to be rejected without the person getting to know me. I mean, I do my best to treat women with kindness and respect. So what do I do about this?
Lisa, first of all, I want to say to this guy and to other guys who are trying, I applaud you. I know there are a lot of men out there who are not even taking any initiative whatsoever when they to even ask a woman out. So good for you. Thank you. I appreciate it. Mm-hmm. That being said, if you're weirding people out, it could be that the folks that you're engaging with are peculiar. You know, that's a possibility. The better chance is that there's something going on with you. You know, my wife and I were talking about this, and we are always praying for guys that come along in our church who are not just looking for a friend relationship. And that being said, every once in a while, a guy comes along to the church who is definitely eager to get married, but he kind of gives us the creeps. And we don't even think of mentioning him to the single women in our church who are open to dating. And so as I thought about this question, I was like, what? Let me try to put my finger on what the issue is with that guy. And there are two characteristics that come up for me. And I think, number one, it's peculiar that this would be the thing, that they're not usually interested in making friends with the other guys at church. The guys I'm talking about tend to be social loners unless a woman is around. And, you know, in those cases, they're all over her like an Amway salesman on a new recruit. Mm-hmm. Now, that's not attractive to women. Women want a man who knows how to earn the respect of other men. And if the only thing he knows how to do is to try to get something going with a woman, that's the sign of a man with some very limited social skills. Now, not only that, when you don't have good guy friends in your life, you're not getting honest feedback usually. Mm-hmm. And so you miss out on a big opportunity for effective self-assessment, which is probably part of the reason why these guys don't realize how creepy they're being. The second thing that I've noticed about these guys, quite frankly, they often need to sit down with a woman and get some tips on how to dress. And I don't mean to sound shallow or anything, but a lot of times these guys, you know, they just, somebody needs to sit down with them and let them know it's not cool to wear dad jeans or even mom jeans. It's not cool to wear three-piece suits in informal settings. It's not cool to wear sweaters that look like you got it out of the closet at Mr. Rogers' neighborhood. So I think there's oftentimes like a cool factor that's missing, and they might just want to sit down with a woman at church that they're not hitting on and just say, hey, can you help me out here? Because I don't know. I mean, does this big belt with the massive buckle look cool to you? That may be a couple things going on there. The big point is that these guys have a problem with self-awareness often, which is probably why, this guy's even asking the question in the first place and sounds like he's surprised that mm-hmm. someone said, hey, brother, you're kind of coming across a little weird. He's probably missing out on some self-reflection that he would get if he would engage with a lot of guys and get some good friendships and feedback going and maybe get a little bit of feedback on that wardrobe while mm-hmm. he's at it.
Yeah, I think that's a good point, especially about the loner piece, because I have seen that. As you were saying that, I was like, huh, okay, can think of this guy and that guy. And it is very true, you know, and, you know, or they're just engaging through technology. And again, they haven't had that face-to-face experience in a relationship. So good point with that. And I will add to the wardrobe thing, because I mentioned this in my book, stay away from your 25-piece Star Wars t-shirt collection. No one wants to see that either. So, Joshua Rogers, thank you so much for weighing in on this. Hopefully this guy will take it to heart and be willing to step up and get the answers he needs. All right, folks. Well, that is it for this week's show. As always, we want to hear from you. Write to us at editor@boundless.org so we can answer your question in the future. Until then, we will wait to see you around next week here on the show. I'm your host, Lisa Anderson, for The Boundless Show.